Daphne Adato has an update for us. Daphne, any news?
Well, we're just monitoring really social media traffic as it comes in. Right now, Fox News is reporting that three of the people involved in this explosion have died. We do not have confirmation of that yet from CBS, and we will be going with CBS once they confirm or deny that information. We do know that in New York, they are responding now to what has happened in Boston, and they are deploying counterterrorism vehicles to landmarks, including prominent hotels. In Boston, they are locking down certain streets within a 1 or 2 mile radius of the explosion, and we are hearing that there may be another device that has been found. These two explosions came within very quick succession of each other at the finish line. Runners, we are being told, were basically thrown from the streets into the scaffolding. We've been getting a lot of information from WBZ, our CBS affiliate in Boston. Why don't we check back in with them and see what the update is?
If any of the runners were impacted by the blast, there may have been a couple, because by then it was starting to thin out. There was a sort of a lull in the action as far as people coming across the finish line. We had seen very heavy traffic on the finish line, and then all of a sudden it started to thin out, and that's when the blast went off. So there may have been a couple of runners. Again, it's the head count that Paula was talking about a second ago. Nobody's had time to deal with that yet, because this is still such a fluid situation, and they are still loading up the people who are injured and getting them into ambulances. I mean, where we are standing here, you can see these pictures. They are just loading one ambulance after another. As soon as it's loaded, it is on its way out, and they're on their way. And more are ready to back in and take more people out.
And Steve and Jonathan, we have new video into the newsroom right now. We saw one vantage point about 20 minutes ago. Now we have new video of the explosions as they happen. So let's listen in and take a look at that.
This is WBZ TV rebroadcasting the sound of the explosions, also video as well. But this is a rebroadcast of what we're hearing are two explosions. Boston Fire telling us there was at least one explosion near 671 Boylston Street near the Boston Marathon finish line. Now back to WBZ TV.
And the confusion and chaos immediately turned to them trying to help these people.
It's also frightening to see how quickly one explosion followed the other. We witnessed both of those on this new video which just came in, and just a few blocks away. It's one of the frightening things that often happens, especially in the Mideast with these explosions. There'll be initial explosion, then when first responders come in, there are second explosions, and police are not absolutely positive that all of the explosions are done. They don't know. That's why, as Paula mentioned a moment ago, they've cleared out the area. You can see now the very few people are there. Runners have been diverted away. This is right at the heart of Boston, right at the finish line of the Boston Marathon on a glorious day. This would have been maybe an hour after the huge throngs would have been coming through, but still a tremendous number of runners who are coming in at approximately the 5 hour mark or so from running the marathon. People still applauding them. It's always a lot of fun to hang along the street down there when this first initial explosion ripped through the area, looked like right there in front of Marathon Sports. Then seconds later, a second one up near Mass Ave.
And we do know right now, as you said, Copley Square being cleared. The Fairmont Copley Plaza Hotel is in lockdown. Thankfully, there were so many medical personnel right there in the medical tent, so people could be treated on the scene, but we have seen multiple ambulances and other emergency vehicles taking people away from the scene. But Jack, you just have to think, in that concentrated area where people are able to participate in one of the world-class athletic events, this will never be the same.
And I should clarify something. These are explosions. There's no confirmation what sort of explosions they are. Of course, they want to investigate. It looks to me like it could have been what I mentioned a moment ago, but I'll just leave it at that, saying explosions happened one after another right along the route of the Boston Marathon, the finish line, as people come streaking down Boylston Street, now virtually deserted. You can see the stands that are there. That was loaded with people. I'm sort of curious to find out once we get back down to Jonathan and Steve if they're still bringing in victims or if they think they've got them all. Let's go back to Jonathan. He's right at the finish line right now. Jonathan.
Yeah, Jack, we're at the triage center. This is where the normally, again, in a normal race day for Boston Marathon, this big medical tent off to the right-hand side, this big white tent, it's where the runners come who have a cramp, a Charlie horse, having trouble breathing, whatever. So they have a lot of medical personnel here that normally would staff it. And just right after that blast, they were wheeling people in with horrific injuries, the kind that you were talking about the Middle East and seeing bombings. That's exactly wheeling people covered in blood into this tent. You had doctors running from all corners trying to just sprint in here. Let me also tell you this. Here, Gobi, switch over here to this left side here. You have FBI personnel now. They have a task force out here. Here's the other concern, and you'd mentioned this. We had two blasts go off. You had the one go off maybe about 45 minutes ago, and then maybe 15 or 10 seconds later, a second blast a couple of blocks up Boylston goes off. They have cleared all of Boylston. They have closed Boylston. They're not quite sure exactly where those bombs were put, set, or how they were detonated. Those are all things they're trying to figure out. So Boylston, that section of it at least, has become a crime scene. And now you have a task force running around here, and they're telling us that they're not quite sure they feel 100% safe with some of the other areas of this area. And in fact, they may tell us to evacuate our live truck and leave it here because they want to start clearing and making sure there aren't any other devices anywhere nearby. We had that concern as well because after the bombs went off and we started to get on television and talking about what had happened, we kept looking around and seeing trash cans and other places that perhaps a device could be planted, and we were a little worried about that. Hang on one second. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can. Excuse me. Do you have 1 second for us?
I
appreciate that. And they're extraordinarily busy, as you can imagine. So they've got EMS literally coming from all corners of the city. We've had probably at least 24 ambulances backing in here. They load up, and as quickly as they get loaded up, they're on their way to the hospital. But going back to the initial blast, again, it was everything was normal. The race was being finished up by some of the runners who were over a four-hour mark. It was just picturesque. And we were even commenting about how the weather has absolutely been cooperative for this marathon. It's been perfect. And all of a sudden, maybe 25 feet, 30 feet just across the street from us, and we were looking that direction because that's the way we were set up, this huge blast. And Brian Foley, the photographer I was with, we all just shook. I mean, our heads were hurting from the blast. And then we look across the street, and you see this big white smoke. And initially, everybody didn't know what had happened. And as soon as they got a look at what happened on the sidewalk, as far as the number of people that were on the ground injured and bloody, and I mean people in horrible shape, and that's when the screaming started, and people started to run from that area. And that's when you started seeing police and paramedics and some of the firefighters racing towards that area. And they were tearing down, see this fence right here? This fence is lining the whole route. That was blocking basically the victims who were on the sidewalk side from the responders that were coming up the street. So they tore these things down in a hurry, and they got to the victims. And I gotta say, they made very, very quick work with what they had. I mean, they clearly didn't have the tools to take people who had major traumatic injuries, but they sure got it here fast. And they got all those people picked up and brought them to the tent to try and stabilize them. And remember, we, you know, this is Boston. We have some incredible medical personnel. We had a lot of doctors that showed up quickly to help with this. And so now the process is beginning to get these people to the hospital to see if they can get them patched up. And some of them, I got to say, were in just horrendous shape. Anyway, Lisa, come here for a second, if you would. Lisa is joining me. Where we were on the finish line, it was right across the street. Lisa was up on the bridge looking down on the finish line when this blast went off, and it's thunder.
It was the initial explosion with the glass shooting out from the business, and that deafening boom that I just talked to a gentleman threw him to his feet. And then the few seconds where it's registering that something horrible has happened, and then the second blast went off. And at that point, it was chaos with someone at the bottom of the stairway of the bridge there yelling, "Get down, get down, get down," and everybody.
Let's hear now from CBS News correspondent Bob Orr in Washington. He's been speaking with federal officials. Here's Bob Orr.
In addition, there are reports out of Boston that police there are going around locally telling people not to use their cell phones or their mobile phones. The fear here, and this is a little abstract, but the fear here is that perhaps cellular phone calls could trigger some kind of a latent device that might be nearby. Now, we have to be careful because so far there has been no solid proof that these are planted explosives. And even if that it turns out that they are, we have no idea how they may have been triggered, whether or not they were triggered by remote control. But other cities are taking note. In New York City, for example, which is obviously very high on the terror potential hit list, They're starting to move counterterrorism forces into place around some of the major centers there, some of the landmarks there. I would expect we'll see the same thing here in Washington. Also, I heard from a guy who runs a service called Intel Center, Ben Bensky, and he is someone who is very, very smart about terror threats, and he tracks potential threats from different groups. And he said, by way of a general concern, he said, just as a general concern, if, and underline, if this turns out to be some kind of terrorist event, we have to be prepared for possible hits in other places, because that would fit with the MO. But I want to reiterate something that, you've said, Scott, repeatedly, and I was told on the phone about a half an hour ago. And that is, so far, there has been no claim of any sort of responsibility, no credible claim, and as far as I know, not even any kind of claim that could be labeled specious. So no one is at this point coming forward to authorities saying, yes, we know this was an attack and we did this, but we're still monitoring, Scott.
Bob, thank you very much. We understand that we have new videotape that has just come into us that captures both explosions. Apparently one explosion followed by another just a few seconds later. There, you see the first explosion, and
let's
then
go back to coverage from CBS Radio and TV in Boston, WBZ.
Detonating now, but they definitely began looking for it, and that's why they moved us and everyone off Boylston Street. You know that when a police officer says they're moving us off Boylston Street, you have to go too. It's serious.
And here's the other part of this, too, is we've covered the Boston Marathon for years now, and I know we've done the security aspect of this as well. And I remember talking to officers and saying, look, has there ever been any threats, any credible threats, any, you know, crazy threats? I've never even heard word one about a possible threat. Anytime you have a large gathering of people, clearly that is a specter that is raised. But I've never heard of anything ever. Have you ever heard of a threat being, you know, leveled by somebody that makes its way up the ranks?
I mean, the biggest threat here is always the weather. I mean, it's, you know, this is one of the, it's all positive. It's all joyous.
Us back here a second.
Police officers moving us back so they can get more of these ambulances in here and get more of the victims out. But you're absolutely right. You know, this is not, they're always careful. The FBI is on this course. Police are on this course. There's security for every mile. And certainly here at the finish line and at the start line, we've never had any.
We are continuing to follow this breaking story at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Two blasts just about 40 minutes ago. Give a listen. Two separate explosions injuring dozens of people. WBZ-TV's Jonathan Elias is there at the scene.
It was as bad as it gets, and I think all of us were just in a state of shock because we didn't know what had happened. We hear this blast, and, you know, this is Boston. We got an old infrastructure. We thought maybe it was a manhole cover that went, but it became very clear in a matter of seconds that it was not. All of this was happening within a matter of seconds, and people were on the ground screaming and crying for help, and others just looked absolutely dazed, like they had no idea what had just happened to them.
Now, this occurred just before 3 o'clock. The exact extent of injuries remains unknown. We do want to emphasize here, these two explosions have not been identified as bombs. One explosion at the Marathon Sports Marathon store, and another about a block up closer to Mass Ave. There are many injuries. There were two consecutive blasts. And Boylston Street is no longer the site of the finish line for the marathon. All pedestrian traffic has been diverted. The area is cut off. And WBZ's Rod Fritz has that part of the story now. Rod?
Yeah, Anthony, the Boston Police Department, State Police, have cleared Copley Square and Boylston Street of everyone. As a matter of fact, they're still moving it out. I talked to one Boston police official who told me that the area is still a fluid area. And because it is a fluid area, they're getting everybody out of here. They're not letting anybody close at all as to what happened. You've been describing the incident here, Anthony, the fact that there were two explosions, two blasts, which occurred near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. A number of people have been hurt, and they are being treated.
Stay with us here at CBS Radio for the very latest. I'm Dan Raviv. We'll be continuing with coverage of this story. Here's a recap.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Howard Arenstein. The famous Boston Marathon was hit by at least two huge explosions, reportedly injuring as many as a dozen people.
People were on the ground screaming and crying for help, and others just looked absolutely dazed, like they had no idea what had just happened to them.
WBZ TV reporter Jonathan Elias was on the scene.
All across the sidewalk, people were strewn. They were on top of each other. They'd been, some of them had, there's really no way of putting this nicely, but you could see clearly that body parts had been blown apart. People were in shock. I saw a mom with a couple of her kids on the ground. They looked as though that they were just bloodied. I didn't see any major injuries to them.
Also on the scene, WBZ radio reporter Lana Jones.
Ambulance after police car after fire apparatus. An enormous response.
Jones had a chance to speak to someone who was there when the explosions occurred.
Outside the medical tent here at Copley Square, I just talked to a man who emerged from the medical tent just a few minutes ago, unharmed by either of these explosions. He said he was inside when they occurred. He says everybody jumped, and within a couple of minutes, there were a number of casualties inside the tent. He says, in his words, some of them look pretty bad.
Law enforcement correspondent Bob Orr says authorities have no indication who or what could have caused the blasts, which occurred with thousands of visitors in the city.
You have a very big public event there today, the Boston Marathon. Boston, of course, a major metropolitan area. Hundreds of thousands of people in the city, if not more than that. And so there is a real concern, I mean a very real concern, that whatever this is, if it was something that was purposely set by someone, that this may not be the end of it. We could have something else out there.
Once again, explosions at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. CBS News Special Report. I'm Howard Arenstein.
I'm Dan Raviv with our continuing coverage from CBS News. Now, federal officials are not saying this is a case of terrorism. They don't know yet. Obviously, they're looking into it. I think we can listen now to CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Major Garrett, who's chatting with Scott Pelley.
That's very common practice in emergency situations like this. And, of course, the president's told those state and local officials the federal government will provide whatever assistance it can and that is requested. One note, Scott, the president has a different counterterrorism advisor inside the White House. Lisa Monaco joined the White House somewhat recently after John Brennan, who was the president's former counterterrorism advisor within the White House, was confirmed as the new CIA director. So the president has a slightly new team dealing with these issues. But again, it's worth pointing out, as we have said many times, there is no absolute proof this is a terrorist situation. It is an emergency situation. The president's notified and is monitoring.
Major Garrett at the White House. Major, thank you very much. We now have that videotape I'd like to go back to that shows
CBS both explosions. CBS television is indeed showing videotape of two explosions. In case you were wondering by any chance whether the reports from Boston were correct or incorrect about two separate blasts near the finish line of the Boston Marathon today, it's pretty clear there were two blasts. We've seen videotape and still photographs of both. As part of our CBS News coverage, we go back now to CBS radio station WBZ in Boston and WBZ TV.
Seconds apart, one at the marathon, the sports marathon store, and another about a block up near Mass Ave. Right now, race officials have locked down the hotel. They've locked down the area of the finish line, and police are beginning their investigation. Let's return now to WBZ TV 4 as they continue their live coverage of these explosions at the end of the Boston Marathon.
Are open, and there are so many businesses in that area. You talk about, you know, the economic influx to the city of Boston and to the surrounding area, roughly $140 million a year in this week. So, you know, it's really a time of celebration. And I remember looking down off that photo bridge any number of times today and seeing the people who on this beautiful day were dining outside right. And people who were waiting for people to right. Cross the finish line.
We're celebrating when they came across and hugging each other. I mean, it was just great. We were even commenting about that.
Right, like just what a wonderful celebration this is, and, you know, the joy on the faces of the people who are crossing the finish line. And I was actually still on the bridge. Our coverage ended at 1:30 this afternoon, waiting for my sister-in-law to cross. I knew she was in, you know, her last kilometers of the race, and that was when the first explosion went off.
And clearly, whoever did this, they knew exactly they were going for the greatest impact. They were going for the finish line. They were going for the greatest gathering of people. That's where the grandstands are built. The interesting thing, though, on the side of the street where the bomb went off, the grandstands were on the other side of the street. So on the sidewalk side, there were chairs set up. People were actually sitting there and cheering on. They'd been there, some of them get there early in the morning to watch the get their place and then root on the runners as they come through. And it was on that side of the sidewalk that the blast went off.
And most of the injuries, as we've seen here, and hopefully not seen too closely, but you do get the sense, most of the injuries were lower extremities injuries. So this device was clearly placed at a lower level. It was hard to tell in the initial moments whether it was inside one of those stores or outside. Now, you were closer to it, so it might have been easier for you to tell. But from where I was, the glass shattered and blew out in such a way that you couldn't really tell where that explosion was coming from, if it was actually in, you know, a device or in some sort of a receptacle outside the building or if it was inside.
See, I would swear that it was sitting, whatever it was on the sidewalk, because when the plume of smoke went up, it wasn't coming from out of the building. It came straight up off the sidewalk. So whatever this thing
right,
was,
so you saw the smoke.
I saw the blast. I'll show you how close we were from like where I'm standing now to right across the street. That's as close as this blast was to us when it went off. And we were standing there absolutely looking. In fact, Brian, come here for a second, because Brian was the photographer standing with us when it went off. And we were trained, your camera was trained that way. We were rolling at that moment when it went off. And when it went off, did you have any idea what it was?
No idea. It took probably 5 or 10 seconds to realize what had happened, because it couldn't happen there. It was just too surreal. My head was screaming run one way and my feet started walking the other and started recording. And within, what would you say, another 15, 20 seconds, another device went off up the street. So that's when you realize it wasn't an accident.
No.
It wasn't a generator, wasn't a furnace, wasn't something was going on.
And in seconds that went by, we were kind of in a daze. We both of us were running toward it. And then we looked down the sidewalk and I think we both sort of saw it. You were looking through your viewfinder, which gives you a layer of protection. But at the same time,
this is WBZ News Radio 1030, and we'll continue our coverage as we continue broadcasting WBZ TV 4 as well. It appears that their satellite link has just been interrupted. Authorities are investigating a report of 2 explosions at the finish line of the Boston Marathon, 2 booms heard near the finish line, 1 inside the Marathon Sports Store, another just about a block up. There are many, many injured. We have no count. Many ambulances are in the area, and we'll continue our coverage right here on WBZ News Radio 1030, WBZ News Time 357. Let's continue our coverage with WBZ TV 4.
Is just saying at this point, he is reporting there is no solid proof that the Boston explosions were, quote, planted. There is no credible claim at this point. So all we do know is that these were consecutive explosions on this block of Boylston Street, but absolutely no idea what caused them.
I don't know what his sources are saying, but I got to tell you, and you have 2 devices or 2 explosions going off within 10, 15 seconds of each other in close proximity along the finish line of the Boston Marathon, something is going on. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're going to find out this was some sort of an accident. Anyway, we have a number of injuries. We haven't heard any specifics as to details. Our reporters, we have reporters and crews been covering there from early this morning. They've counted perhaps dozens of injuries, many extremely serious. We haven't heard any details on any fatalities.
And what we have right now, Jack, is Jim Smith on the phone at Mass General Hospital. And, of course, as Lisa was pointing out, so many people were able to be taken to that medical tent right there in Copley Square. But, of course, so many of the best hospitals in the world within miles of these 2 explosions. So, Jim Smith, we know you've been there gathering information at Mass General. What have you been hearing?
Hi, Paula. Well, it's really actually kind of an eerie scene here at Mass General because emergency personnel are standing by, teams of security people standing by here at the front door of Massachusetts General Hospital, but not too many ambulances have actually arrived yet, perhaps between 4 and 6. I was told a short time ago that at least 4 people are here in the ER at Mass General being treated for injuries from these explosions, but right now they remain on standby waiting for these ambulances to arrive. You can tell from the sheer number of security personnel here that they are expecting many more. And I think the reason why we're not seeing too many ambulances yet is, as we've been reporting, so many of these victims are being triaged and treated here at the scene. We did run into one Afghan war veteran. He was in the Afghan conflict, and he had arrived here at the hospital. He's trying to give blood. So people are doing whatever they can here, even in these early hours after these devastating explosions. They're standing by here at Mass General, treating some people and clearly expecting many more. Back to you guys.
Yeah, Jim, as you're talking, and by the way, stay on the phone with us.
You're listening to WCCO and WCCO HD, Minneapolis-St. Paul. We're having live coverage of the explosions at the Boston Marathon finish line. We will keep you updated throughout the day as developments become available. We're covering this in news. We'll also have special local guests on, and we will have reporters on the scene in Boston to keep you updated on this breaking story.